and Olivia
with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, parking fees have been increased by 20% on the Gold Coast in one of the biggest hits to drivers' wallets in nearly a decade. The Gold Coast City Council says it has streamlined its approach to parking, with fees ramped up in part to increase vehicle turnover and reduce congestion. A bulletin investigation of budget papers across the last decade shows the amount of revenue council has clawed in through parking fees has increased 61% since the 2018 to 2019 financial year, from $10 million to an expected $16.6 million in 2025 to 2026.
A project using algae and sunlight to purify wastewater is set to save a North Queensland council millions. Southeast of Townsville, the air wastewater treatment plant swaps chemicals for microalgae and the sun's rays. After cleaning the wastewater and absorbing nitrogen and phosphorus, the nutrient-rich algae can then be used as farm fertilizer. That plant has already helped the council, costing $8 million compared to the previous $30 million required to build a conventional treatment facility.
In national news, after two challenging years marked by natural disasters that impact the Gulf of Carpentaria's Spanish mackerel population, the 2025 season is showing promising signs. Commercial fishermen are optimistic about the return of this prized fish, which is expected to benefit both the fishing community and consumers. Fisherman Andrew Tobin noted, "It'll be a good one finally, particularly after a couple years of floods in the Gulf."
If you find yourself in trouble on the slopes, Mount Buller's newest ski patrol recruit might be the one to help. Chili is a 5-month-old Nova Scotia duck tolling retriever in training to become Australia's first snow therapy dog. Tess Hoynville, Chili's handler and a ski patrol volunteer, said emotional distress can be harder to manage on the mountain than physical injuries. She explained that in an environment like this, people can suddenly feel isolated and vulnerable in the cold, and that's where Chili can really make a difference.
In international news, in a shockingly medieval turn of events, India still accuses their women of witchcraft. More than 1,500 people, mostly women, have been killed in India on suspicion of witchcraft between 2010 and 2021. Most recently, a family of five were accused of witchcraft in a village in the northern state of Bihar. The women were killed by villagers after being accused of using witchcraft to incur the death of a young boy. The murderers and victims all belonged to the Aurayan tribe in Bihar, India's poorest state and a mainly Hindu region. Despite campaigns against superstition, belief in witchcraft remains widespread in rural areas. Some states, including Bihar, have had to introduce laws in an attempt to curb crimes against people, read women, accused of witchcraft.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.